If people come into a psychedelic experience, drug like psilocybin, LSD, and they want to get high, what does that mean? Maybe they want to have a good time, they want to escape, you kind of want to get away from your troubles. That doesn't work with psychedelics. Like, you'll be confronted with your troubles. That's a reliable route to having a tough trip, a bad trip, a trip characterized by struggle, distress. I don't like this. I want it to stop. Things look nightmarish. People look nightmarish. Have visions of death. Am I going crazy? Am I going to die? This is more common than is often said. And I'd say this is more common in those escapist contexts. People want to take the psychedelic. They're not taking it with a good intention. They don't really know what they're doing. They're not supported and cared for. And they go to what psychologists would call, you know, the shadow side of the psyche. And that's the shadow of all this darkness that you would otherwise see through atrocities, whether real or imagined. It can even come up in controlled psychedelic therapy. The difference is, when it comes up in that context, the professionals who are there looking after the individual, they know how to hold it. They've seen it before. So if that's playing out in psychedelic therapy, we can often think, this could be useful. Let's just stay with it for a while, because there could be a learning here.